All right, we are live.
Thank you, Ms. Walston. Good morning, everyone. I'm Susan Drummond, Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. Today is Thursday morning, 9 a.m., May 27th, 2021. We have just two items on the agenda this morning. They're both conditional use permit requests for accessory dwelling units. The first is matter number 20-03238, the Kujawa, and I may be mispronouncing that. I'll let staff correct me on that. And then the Lomolo Garden request, which is matter number 20-03792. The order of procedure on these is as follows. We'll hear first from the planning department. The department will provide a summary of the proposal. Then the applicant will have an opportunity to present, and then we'll open the matter up for public comment if there is anyone who has called in or signed in online who would like to provide a comment on the proposal. They may do so, and of course the proposals have to meet the ADU specific criteria as well as the conditional use permit criteria. Staff reports and attached exhibits have been submitted on both proposals, which I have reviewed, and then I issue a decision on these within 10 business days of record closure. And on these remote hearings, we've been keeping the record open for a week under the emergency rule, just in case there's been anyone who had difficulty signing in and commenting, although that has not been an issue as of yet. Any procedural questions before we proceed?
Nope. My only question is I don't see my applicants online, so.
That's okay. These are fairly straightforward. If I have questions or if there's anything they need to add to the record, there'll be the opportunity to do that. So I guess on this proposal right now, I'm not too concerned about that. So Ms. Santos, I can go ahead and swear you in. We can proceed if you like.
Sounds good.
Unless you wanted to call them or something.
Oh, no, that was fine.
Okay.
We can go ahead and continue.
All right. If you can state your name for the record.
Latasha Santos.
You swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. So as I noted, and help me on the pronunciation, it's the Kujawa?
Yes, it's Kujawa.
Kujawa, okay. And I, as I noted, I've reviewed the staff report and exhibits 1 through 22, with 23 being this PowerPoint, I think, that you've just brought up. And those are admitted.
All right, great. Are you able to see my screen?
I can, yes.
Hey, good morning again. My name is Latasha Santos, planner with Kitsap County's Department of Community Development, and I'm presenting a project known as the Kujawa ADU. The applicant is requesting approval for a conditional use permit number 20-03238. And the project is located in Central Kitsap, Commissioner District Number 3. The site address is 6990 Seebeck Holly Road Northwest. The proposal includes the construction of a new detached ADU measuring 900 square feet. A new wagon wheel driveway is also proposed with an additional parking spot, and potable water is proposed to be provided by a private well, and an on-site septic system is also proposed. And part of the application does require demolishing an existing shed that is in the approximate location of the proposed ADU. The site is within the Rural Protection Zoning District, and ADUs are permitted in this zone with an approved CUP. The critical areas map shows a mapped type F stream that runs through the property, which requires a 150-foot buffer. I'm going to skip to the aerial. And aerial imagery shows the existing residence located to the south of the property. and that existing accessory structure that is proposed to be demolished. And the site gains access directly from Seebeck Holly Road. And there's actually two access points, one on the south corner and one near the center of that western property line. And you can see the two access points more clearly in the submitted site plan, located here and here. And the proposed site plan also shows the location of that new wagon wheel driveway and parking, and adequate parking is provided for both structures. And it also illustrates that all activity is outside of the 150-foot stream buffer as required per code. And we'll just take a brief moment to discuss the access, because there are two access points and the code requires that the ADU shall use the same side street entrance as the primary residence. And the proposal meets that by providing the new driveway from this existing access point. However, to prevent vehicular access on this northern access, staff proposes condition 10 be approved to remove that driveway apron and landscape the area to prevent vehicle access. The applicant also submitted floor plans showing the proposal meets dimensional standards for the ADU. And they also submitted elevation drawings showing that the proposed ADU is designed to be similar in appearance to the SFR. Both have similar peaked roofs. They are stick-built structures and have similar windows and horizontal siding. And staff found that the project complies with or is conditioned to comply with all of the ADU standards. And staff also found that the project meets the criteria for CUP approval as noted in the staff report. And I just want to take a brief moment to go to the actual staff report to highlight one minor update. Are you able to see the staff report?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. The first is just on page 2, section 3. At the time the staff report was written, the CEPA appeal period had not passed, but it has since passed with no appeals filed. Therefore, the CEPA determination is final. And in the conditions section, just highlighting two conditions that are a little bit special because of site characteristics is condition 10 about the removal of the secondary access point and condition 26 about permanently identifying the stream buffer. And both of these will be reviewed at the time of the building permit inspections. And staff recommends approval for this conditional use permit with the 29 conditions listed in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Santos. I do not have any questions. And I've seen, even though that we don't always have those conditions, I've seen similar type conditions before and these types of proposals. You had said the applicant doesn't look like they've had signed on. Have they signed on since then?
No, we don't have anyone.
Okay, all right. Well, I did not have any questions for the applicant. The only question I usually ask is whether they had any concerns or questions with any of the conditions. I'm going to assume that the applicant is fine with the conditions unless I hear otherwise. Of course, the record is kept open for a week. And so that would be through close of business on Thursday, June 3rd, 5 p.m. If there are any additional comments from the applicant, they should submit by then. Let me also check. I don't see anyone from the public who signed in, but am I incorrect on that?
That is correct. We don't have anyone.
Okay. Let the record reflect that there is not anyone who has called in or signed in to comment on the proposal, but of course they may do so during the week following this hearing. So I do not see any consistency issues with either the ADU criteria, the CUP criteria, but I'll hold on making a decision until the record closes. And of course that'll be out within 10 business days of next Thursday, probably the following Monday, but give or take, but that's probably about when it'll be out. Any questions, Ms. Santos?
No, I have none.
Okay, all right. So I think let's move on to the next agenda item. This is the Lamolo Garden CUP ADU. And I did take a quick look at the staff report and attached exhibits on that. And those are admitted. Those are exhibits 1 through 15. And then Ms. Santos, I assume you're presenting on this as well.
That's correct.
Okay. And then 16, I assume, would be the staff presentation. And those are all admitted. Ms. Santos, you may proceed. You remain under oath.
Okay, great. Okay, now moving on. I'm now presenting a project known as the Lamolo Garden ADU. And this applicant is also requesting approval for a conditional use permit number 20-3792. This subject site is located in northern Kitsap County, Commissioner District Number 1. The site address is 16600 Lamolo Shore Drive Northeast in Poulsbo, Washington. And this proposal is for the conversion of the second story of an existing garage. The ADU is proposed to be served by a private well and on-site septic system. And beyond the well and septic system, there are no other site improvements. All other structures and site improvements are already existing. And the applicant submitted floor plans. You'll see on the left-hand side, the floor plan for the upper story, which will be converted into the ADU. It shows it has its own separate access and the dimensional standards are met. On the right, you'll see the floor plan for the existing garage. It is currently unheated garage space and no changes are proposed to this area. And this subject site is located within the rural residential zoning district, and ADUs are permitted in this zone with an approved CUP. The critical areas map shows that there are no existing on-site critical areas. There is a shoreline to the south. However, the subject site is over 200 feet away, and therefore the site is outside of the shoreline jurisdiction. The aerial imagery shows existing site improvements, including the single family residence, the garage that is attached by a breezeway. There are garden spaces, landscaping, and also an access point along the northerly property line that connects to Northeast Jacobson Road. And you'll notice that the property is bound by 3 right-of-ways along the north, east, and south property lines, so giving the property multiple fronts. And the existing site plan shows the proposal. Again, all of the existing structures are existing, but it does show that the project meets parking standards. 4 parking stalls are provided in the existing gravel driveway area. And though the setbacks for the existing garage are non-conforming. The structure is a existing legal non-conforming structure and can be maintained, and no expansions are proposed. So setback standards are complied with. And the applicant submitted photos showing that the structures are already similar in appearance. No exterior modifications are proposed, so the ADU does meet the criteria to be designed in similar in appearance. This one is a pretty straightforward application. Just want to go to this staff report as well, briefly. And there's two minor corrections here as well. The first is similar about the SEPA determination. The appeal period has passed and no appeals were filed, so the SEPA determination is final. And table two of the showing setbacks for the zoning district. This was intended to be corrected, and I just think we didn't get that note in properly. Rather than the east and the south being sides, it should indicate that those are multiple fronts, and the west is therefore a side. So that should be updated.
So the rear west and side, I'm sorry, side rear west and side south?
All three here that are highlighted, the property has multiple fronts, actually, right. Three of them, the north, the east, and the south are front, and then the west is a side.
Okay, west is a side.
And that were those corrections were the only corrections needed. And staff recommends approval of this conditional use permit with the 19 conditions indicated in the staff report.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Santos. I do not have any questions. Is the applicant online? Don't see them. Okay, all right. My only question for the applicant was just if they had any concerns or with any of the conditions or any questions. I assume they do not have any. If they do, they would need to submit comment during the while the record remains open, which will for a week. Is there anyone who wishes to submit public comment this morning? I don't see anyone, but am I incorrect on that?
That is correct. There are no other attendees wishing to comment.
Okay, let the record reflect that there was no one who has indicated a desire to comment on this proposal this morning, but as noted, the record is open for a week through close of business Thursday, June 3rd, close of business 5 p.m. Any comments should be submitted to Ms. Walston. She'll forward them on to me. I do not have any concerns with the Lomolo Garden ADU. It looks like it probably is consistent. It is consistent with both the ADU criteria as well as CUP criteria, but I'll hold on making a decision until the record closes, and then that decision will be out within 10 business days, but probably the Monday following record closure. Ms. Santos, any questions?
None for me, thank you.
Okay. Ms. Walston, is there anything I need to address this morning? Anything else?
I believe you've covered everything.
Okay, great. Thank you all for your participation this morning. We are adjourned.
Thank you, everyone.